Welcome. For those of you who have not heard, my time at the hospital went very well. I'm very clear of any problem at all, and the NHS were wonderful. Now, this weekend, we are thinking of the people who served their country in two world wars and other conflicts since. And so, for our message today, I thought we would look at the suffering that Jesus accepted on our behalf. So I got why, first of all, the cross. And I give you this verse. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jesus demanded miraculous signs, and Greeks looked for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolish to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. A reporter once said, of what possible significance is the death of a Jew in Palestine 2,000 years ago? And when we preach about Jesus dying to save us, some people are offended, and others call it nonsense. But God chose this way to save people for two reasons. Sin really matters to God. It is breaking of His laws, and it incurs penalty. Jesus paid the penalty, because no one else could. There was no one other than Him good enough to pay the price of sin. Pride is at the heart of all sin. When I sin, I put myself and my wishes at the center of my world. So before we can be forgiven, God has to humble us by showing us that we can never earn His forgiveness. However respectable or clever we may be, we have to come before God as sinners, confessing our wrongs and accepting thankfully what God has done for us through death on the cross. It took our sins away. He took our place. So what does it all mean? 1 Peter 1, verse 18 to 20. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world. If you want to understand the Christian message, said Martin Luther, you must start with the wounds of Christ. Christ's death is central to the Christian message. It was planned by God before the foundation of the world. It was prophesied many times in the Old Testament. Christ Himself talked of it constantly. Paul boasted of the cross, an extraordinary thing for a Jew to do, since crucifixion was offensive to the Jewish people. And at our communion service, we celebrate the death of Jesus. Because of His death on the cross to take our punishment, God can treat us just as if we had never sinned. That is what justification means, just as we'd never sinned. And when we do sin and confess it, he can forgive us every time. The cross is where we find peace of mind, healing of relationship, forgiveness for ourselves, and the strength to forgive others. It is God's power over all the forces of evil. An old Christian said, all problems find their solution at Calvary. And my friends, I believe from my own experience that he is absolutely right. Yes, Jesus died on the cross in our place. He suffered, he died, but he rose again. Praise be to God for Jesus and all that he suffered for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.